We are learning Mesechtas Makis Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top. The first words on the line is Lahu Lavi Gufa Amar Rava Zar Sha'achal Min Ha'Oila Lefnei Zrika Chutz L'Chaima. If a Zar eats from Ha'Oila Lefnei Zrika out of the Chaima, L'Rav Shimon Loike Chaimash. If you're Rav Shimon, you get five Malkus, which we saw in the Gemara before. It doesn't mean Dafka, five Malkus, part of them are Isurim. And what are the Isurim Yo'iver? Yo'iver, first of all, the Isser of eating Lefnei Zrika, the Isser of Achaz Rika, the Isser of Chutz L'Chaima, the Isser of Chutz L'Klaim, and the Isser of Zar, eating even after Zrika. These are the five things. Again, so it's Lefnei Zrika, it's Zar after Zrika, it's Chutz L'Chaima, it's Chutz L'Klaim, and it's the Isser of eating an Oila, which should be Kalatia, and Oila, that's the fifth Isser. I don't think I mentioned that before. Fifth Isser is that Oila has to be Kalatia, has to be fully consumed, and don't eat that. That's the five technical possible Lavin, which Lamaisa, you only get Malkus on two out of the five, L'Chaira, that you get Malkus for, only for the eating out of the Chayma, and the other one is of Lefnei Zrika, because all the drashas are already just Isur Balma, because the Mazir Menadin, and now from Sukkim, so it's Loika Chamesh, which means five Isurim, and two of them attack Malkus. Freit the Gemara, I have another Pasuk you can use. In the Pasuk it says that the Ochlu Oysim Ashkupa Behem, Lamalias Yardam Lakadish Hashem, Vizor Lo Yechaki Kardashim. That says, Vizor Lo Yechaki Kardashim. So the Pasuk says that a Zar is now eat. And now they eat kachem, because ki kaidashem. So it's mashma, anything that's kaidash is included in this. So here, even the oilo, which is also kaidash, should be included in this pasuk. So the Gemara, no. Hani mili, the only time you have that lav is echel lekhanim chazi, only if kahanim are allowed to eat that carbon. Hacha by a oilo, to lekhanim lechazi, there's no lav of a zala yechel kaidashem. Now, how do we know it's talking? Because it says in the pasuk, "Ochlu oisim hashkupem." It's beginning in the pasuk, so we know we're talking about something that's royu for the kohen. So only something that's royu for the kohen has an iser of v'zar lo yechel kodeshem. Something does not have a iser. Something is not mutva kohen does not have this iser lav. Frey the Gemara on this oila v'lil kinami mishum ubasa besado treifa loisachelu. And this is actually the makar that kachay kachim, like Rashi broke down before. At the end of yesterday's year, that kachay kachim that go eat out of the azara yichayev malchus. How do you know for this pasuk? Basa basada treifa loisachelu. What does it mean? Basa basada. Sada means out of the mechitza. Once the basa out of mechitza, it comes it's a lav. So this oila also should be also out basa basada treifa loisachelu. Huh? So doesn't mean basa treifa. You say yes, damazai. How do you know kachay kachim not a treifa? Let me do a treifa. Basa basada treifa loisachelu. What's the rush not the word treifa? What's the rush the word basada? The extra word sada. Well, basa basada and a treifa loisachelu. So treifa, we know what it means loisachelu alav. What's sada mean? Sada means something without mechitzas, out of its mechitza. Rashi even brings down that a uber shaitis yad of shashchita also it sticks out his hand. B'shashchita also there's an iser lav on that hand because it went out of the mechitza. So here we're asking, since this is the makar for every kachay kachim, let it be for oila as well. And for the Gemara, no, hani mili, this lav is a hechad befnim chazi. Only if it's mutter to eat it befnim inside the mechitza. Hacha by a oila befnim naim lechazi, there's no malchus. Now, based on the first drasha, we knew he's talking about something that's royalty, because it says at the beginning of that pasuk, "Va'ochlo oisom hashkupa behem." But here, how do you know ubasav sada treif is dafka something that you can eat? So be'etzem, there's a brisker rav in the beginning of Hilchot Psula Mekdashim that learns out, "Stam, this drasha has nothing to do with kachim ubasav sada treif loischelu." How do we know? Because we said it's drasha for ubar from a baby that stuck his hand out b'shash chidasima. So it's nothing to do with kachim. Even chulin is drasha. So what is a drasha? The drasha is if you go out of your makom achila, you get malchus. Remember what I just said, makom achila. So if it's not a makom achila, it's not called going out of your makom achila. So it's dafka something that you could eat and you left your makom achila is the lav. That's the pshat and how we know that hanemil hechem frim chazi yachar of nimran chazi. That's what the Briskerov explains. It's very schmack. That's the whole drasha is gebayt on that you can eat it. Freit the gemara v'luk inami kedrav liyaza. I have another drasha. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer brings down another pasuk. Pasuk says that when Yevasim Ebsar Vloom Min Alechem Abayik Veshavz Neisav Eish Lo Yei Oichel Kadoshe. It says Lo Yei Oichel Ki Kaidoshu. It says is it eat something Ki Kaidoshu because it's Kaidosh. So we see that something that's Kaidosh has an Issa. Something that's Kaidosh that it has an issur. So why don't we for everything? It's everything should have this issur of the yoichel kodesh. Kol shav kodesh top of your chesed mabez. Kol shav kodesh pasul. Bar kasev yidin leisalach lasa. So the Gemara there also hani mili hecha the kodem pesulay. There we're talking about actually nicer there. But hani mili hecha the kodem pesulay chazi. That's only something that before the pasul before it became nicer you could eat it, and that's what it means. Kikaidish, who is only by something that was nifsal in Kaidish. And so everything that was nifsal has its lav, you're right. But Dafkav was right here before. Hacha the Kodam Pasulai, Nami Lechazi, here before the Psul, it was not Chazi, so then it's not like Noisar was Chazi before. So you don't have his Joshua. You don't have his Joshua. Freit the Gemara, one Makash over here, look, Nami Ki'iduch to Rabbi Eliezer. I have another Malkus takes there, another Rabbi Eliezer. Italian, where's our Eimer? And the Gemara is reading that Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this. Pasuk is Vayikra Vav Tezayin, says V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Lo Yisayachel. Every Minchas Koyin should be completely consumed and you shouldn't eat it. Lo Yisayachel. And we darshin, we like darshin, Kol Shuv Kol, anything that has a Chi of Kol, like a Oila, so Kol Shuv Kol Tia, Litin Lo Yisayachel Asay. So Chayra, you have here a new, for Oila, which has to be Kol, I have this Lav. V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Lo Yisayachel, anything has to be Kol, Lo Yisayachel. So why don't I have that Lav? We said Loika Chamisha. There's another lab you can be like a four. Like all the kashar that says only chamisha, there's more. So every other one we answer because right before. But here, this is talking about kol. And for the Gemara, Echanami, you do have his lab. But Rava Mahai Krakama, Rava is saying from that pasuk that we read before, that Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha Masa Degoncha V'Terecha V'Terecha, that pasuk has five. I've added maybe more. Maybe from this pasuk of Kamichas Koyin Kol Tia, maybe there are more. And Echanami, maybe you do get Malkus for that pasuk as well of his Rosh Rav Eliezer.